You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A tense debate broke out at Milwaukee City Hall last night over police chases. Council members pressed the department about their policy after several crashes killed innocent people, including a mother and her two sons last month. Police leaders explained that officers weigh road safety, the seriousness of the crime, and traffic conditions before deciding to pursue. Through mid-September, there have already been 778 pursuits this year, up from last year. Several alders questioned if new technology could make pursuits safer. In a couple of weeks, police will present more data and options to the Fire and Police Commission. It's a border battle we've never seen before. A historic playoff showdown is on deck for the Brewers and Cubs. For the first time ever, the teams will meet in a postseason series, starting with Game 1 of the Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08 tomorrow. First pitch of Game 2 is at 8:08 Monday night. The teams will play up to 5 games, with the Brewers holding home field advantage after finishing with baseball's best record. Game 3 and a possible Game 4 are set for Wrigley, and if it goes the distance, Game 5 will be back in Milwaukee October 11th. During that away game, there will be a watch party held at the Harley-Davidson campus in Milwaukee. If your basement flooded back in August, new help could cover more than just repairs. Local leaders today are talking up energy efficiency dollars on top of FEMA and SBA disaster aid. Wisconsin has over $140 million in grant programs, ranging from $1,500 to $24,000 per household, depending on income. Officials stress an energy assessment is usually required to tap into the funds. That money can go towards water heaters, breaker panels, basement insulation, and heating or cooling upgrades. There's more information about the extra options on the Milwaukee County website. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are not working, caught in the government shutdown. Savannah told me Olson has more.
There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown.
According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the federal government is in a rush to find new Milwaukee office space for ICE operations. A recent request from the feds asked for up to 18,500 square feet of fully furnished offices. The Business Journal reports the offices would house ICE-related attorneys and law enforcement staff, not detainees. It's reported they're looking for a downtown location that could fit up to 80 people. The lease would run for 10 years and require professional move-in ready space. Forward Latino is holding a press conference today in Milwaukee to talk about recent immigration action in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is pushing back against a new federal rule he says could hurt crime victims. Attorney General Josh Call joined 20 other attorneys general in suing the U.S. Department of Justice over changes to what are called VOCA funds. They pay for services like family court help and protective orders. The new rule would force providers to check a victim's immigration status before offering legal aid. Call says that could scare survivors and witnesses away from coming forward. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to block the restrictions before they take effect at the end of the month. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today, mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.